Buenas noches, internets.
Internets, how's everybody doing this lovely morning?
It is 6 a.m.
It is 6 a.m. on a Monday.
Why the fuck are we up at 6 a.m. recording this show?
Because we're dedicated.
That's what we do. We do this for the fans.
Yeah.
We don't do this for us.
No. This isn't for me. I can give a shit about this podcast. It's for you guys out there. I don't want you guys to cry yourself to sleep because you're not going to get any more BB&B episodes.
I mean, that has happened in the past where fans were irate.
Yeah.
We would walk the streets and get booed.
Yeah.
People would boo us and throw shit at us.
Because there was such a gap in between episodes. Not because our episodes were so shit.
No. Definitely not. I mean, yeah. It's always top-notch quality here with us.
It's only the best coming out of our dumb mouths.
So, dude, Big Brown, man. I took a little hiatus. I was gone last week.
Yeah.
And I did listen to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just the talent here, but I'm also a fan and a listener.
Yeah. We had a great time. We were over in L.A. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
With Aziz Ansari at his house.
Uh-huh.
And No Pants Steve actually turned out to be a pretty good guest. He just kind of walked in on the interview. But I think, I've been keeping in touch with No Pants Steve. He might be on a few more episodes.
Okay.
Trying to get him out here or go out to L.A. again and grab him somewhere.
He seems like an all right dude.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. He's drunk, but he keeps pulling his goddamn dick out.
He just can't stop, can
it's
he?
It's fucking awkward. He's always tugging at that thing.
Man, I love the No Pants dance.
Yeah.
That's just something I love it.
Who doesn't?
I love it.
But it's just awkward when a grown-ass man's always just tugging on his cock in front of you.
Yeah. I don't love the No Pants dance in this heat when there's no air conditioning. Because then it's a chore.
Yeah. Well,
it's like going outside and doing manual labor.
My apartment, whatever the temperature is outside, mm-hmm. it's about 5 degrees cooler in my living room because I have a window unit, which is in my bedroom. My bedroom is great. It's cold. But I can't watch TV, I can't cook anything because it's so damn hot.
You can't stand being home right now.
No.
Where have you been going?
I'm never home anymore.
Where are you at?
I usually just hang out at malls or libraries.
Sleep there,
okay. Yeah.
Cook there.
Yeah, cook at the library.
Nuke up a Hot Pocket every now and then.
I'm living off of Hot Pockets and Twizzlers.
And Hot Pockets are delicious,
they
by the way.
Delicious.
Pop-Tarts.
You're getting really creative with the Hot Pocket fillings these days, too.
They got everything, yeah. Dude. I love the I like the original, dude. Yeah. Go back to the ham and cheese or whatever.
I like the pepperoni pizza one too. It's pretty good.
Dude, I haven't as you know, or I don't know if you do know, but I've been back in the gym, dude.
Yeah, I heard. Rumor on the streets is that you're back in the gym.
Word on the streets, they are right.
Word on the streets is you're trying to get your meathead card back.
I'm trying, dude. Yeah. I'm trying. People have been asking. Some people had seen that video on YouTube of me getting choked.
Yeah.
And people that hadn't seen me in a while and wondering why I got so small.
Yeah, a lot of people said that to me, too.
what happened to Bunky?
Is Bunky sick? Why does he look so small?
Does he have the hip?
Did he stop working out because he's has cancer?
Hey, those are legitimate questions. Those are legitimate concerns.
I mean, you have gotten a lot smaller.
I have.
But that's what you wanted, though. You wanted to, cut down and get svelte.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to be extremely heavy walking around, especially in this heat. And that's what I understand.
Yeah, dude, Brown. It is hot. Dude, trust me. I'm a big dude, and it's hot as shit for
me. Dude, it's so hot. And why? I mean, how uncomfortable is it for obese people? Because you're not obese.
No.
I mean, you're just a big dude.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable is it for obese people and their fat bellies hanging over their pants and their fupas hanging low and... What's the stink under there, too, man? What's it smell like?
You love obese. You love fat people.
I hate fat people, dude. I really do.
So you rather, if it's hot, you rather a fat person just lock himself in his house in the air conditioning than go to a pool?
Stay bedridden. Don't come out of your house.
Yeah.
Don't go to the pool.
Don't have a
good
time.
Don't walk around. You know, and everyone wants, they all want everyone to feel sorry for them because they're so fat and they have handicap tags. So they can park close to the restaurants that they want to go to.
Right.
And all this other bullshit.
But now, can you get a handicap tag for being fat?
I think so. They're going to blame their thyroid. They're going to blame something. And it's just an excuse for being lazy.
Thyroids get a lot of blame for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it definitely contributes to that. But look, you can still exercise. You can eat right. You don't have to eat like shit if your thyroid's fucked, right?
No, I agree.
Eat a salad.
Yeah.
And don't flaunt your shit like you're hot. I saw this chick standing at the fucking bus stop the other day. I almost puked as I was driving. Because She had tight pants on. The FUPA was hanging out. Rolls everywhere.
For the benefit of the internet, go ahead and explain what the acronym FUPA means.
FUPA is a fat upper pussy area. So, and men have this as well. And I guess it's fat upper pelvic area for men because I don't know how they see their cockaroos, man. The fat is just hanging everywhere. Yeah. You have to lift it up.
It's like
to piss.
It's like uncooked bread, like dough.
And this chick, dude, she had these tight yellow, like not spandex, but tight leggings or whatever on, and you could see it all like sweaty, and I can't imagine the stink. I don't want to sit on her on a hot bus either, because you know it's gonna smell like dirty dish rags, or like, have you ever thrown a load of laundry in and washed it and then forgot to like go get it and throw it in the dryer, and like you open up
there,
the top.
You leave it there for like a day.
Yeah, you open up the like top shit. And it stinks so fucking
like,
bad.
It smells like mildew.
Yeah, like. It's wet washcloth mildew, or the sponge when you're washing dishes by hand.
After a while, it just starts stinking, dude. Yeah.
And it's in your nose, and it's on your hands. I imagine that's what they're like. Pants smell like, and their fucking shirt, because they're always sweating. They're fat, and it's gross. Fucking lose weight.
I sweat a lot too, man.
Oh, dude, I profusely sweat. I mean, I shower and I change my clothes.
Yeah.
And I use deodorant. Yeah. That's the key.
I mean, the key is to shower and change your clothes.
The key, yeah, just, fuck me, dude. So, I'm back, dude. I went to Cleveland for a few days.
Yeah, for some R&R. How was that?
Yeah, it was, you know what, man? It's always needed. I know I heard the episode, you giggling because you like to go to tropical places, and I go to fucking Cleveland.
I mean, but it's just weird to me that you get like 5 days of vacation, you can go anywhere, you go to fucking Avon Lake, which is fine, because that's home.
I can go to Nassau, I can go to Hawaii, or Cleveland. I'm going to go to Cleveland.
We definitely had a chuckle at your expense at that.
Oh, certainly, I heard that, but dude, let me tell you something. It's extremely relaxing. The pace is very slow, right compared to here.
Plus, it's home. You always feel comfortable at home. Like when I moved back, when I moved back from Australia, just being back in my parents' house for the first month, it was just like brain shutdown. You can just relax and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything.
I mean, it's a little different now that I'm a celebrity going back.
Yeah, you're a big deal now.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's at my parents' house waiting for autographs. Yeah. I'm signing titties.
I mean, you've got signings and appearances.
Chicks are throwing panties at me. I mean, it's tough for my girlfriend. We go out and the chicks are just throwing panties at me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they drop.
And your ex-girlfriend's trying to hook you up with other ex-girlfriends or their friends?
Just randoms.
In front of your girlfriend?
In front of old T-Money. But T-Money's cool. It was a great time.
She handled that well.
Dude, she don't give a shit. She's like, all right, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
All right, have fun out there.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right, yeah, I'm not missing out on that much. But, dude, let me tell you, a lot of shit has happened, dude, in these 2 weeks. How much time do we have before we had to go to break?
We got a couple minutes. We got like 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Okay. I mean, you know that I wear a lot of hats in life.
Yeah.
I mean,
not just like derbies and chapeaux, but like
actual. And not just like magnums.
Like roles.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of different things. Yeah. I have 18 jobs.
Yeah.
I'm a mentor.
Yeah. You're a big brother.
I'm a big brother.
Yeah.
To all the little kids out there.
Yeah.
Some think it's freaky. It's scary.
You run a football camp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And football, I mean football, not soccer.
Right.
Football.
Not football.
But I'm also a hero.
Right.
Okay.
Why is this?
Well,
is this a new hat you've just put on?
This is. And let me tell you.
Would it be a cape rather than a hat?
I guess it's a mask and a cape.
Like a...
In tights. And I wear tights, too, when I go out.
Like what kind of mask?
Like
a Zorro mask?
I want to cover up my entire face.
Yeah.
What I do is I cover up the entire face.
Up to your beard.
And just beard. I just got a beard hanging out. So everyone can just see the beard. Yeah. So I'm like the bearded superhero. But before I went to Cleveland, I was driving 495 Beltway. Everyone that's not from D.C., it's a major highway that goes around the city. It's a fucking disaster. Traffic is crazy. Anyhow, I was going over to Tiffany's and traffic just came to a standstill, and it started pouring. The storm had just gone through, right?
And that, I mean, that's not very uncommon. That happens a lot.
It's always backed up. So I'm thinking like Route 95 is backed up, and that's what's, maybe there's something going on in 95. So I'm like bitching at everybody, and I'm like in the slow lane. So I'm going to cut off the highway and take some back roads to go over to her place. As I cut over into the lane, I noticed this white Explorer blocking two of the slow lanes. And I'm yelling at this person. I'm like, you dumb cunt. I'm screaming. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you? What the fuck are you doing? Like, just dead stopped. Not moving. So
she crossed two lanes?
Yeah, she's blocking two lanes. So yeah. Everyone's got to go around her.
She's sideways.
Yeah. Yeah. She is perpendicular to traffic. The traffic. Yeah. The way that you should be going.
To the
going.
Flow of the traffic, yeah.
Well, as I pull over to get around this car, I just so happen to look over to my left, and there's a head-on collision against the brake wall. The wall that's all the way across past the fast lane.
The Jersey Wall, if you will.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. The Jersey Wall?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why it's called that, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't know why, but that's what it's called.
Head-on collision, a Lexus and a Jaguar just all smashed up. Windows everywhere, you know, shattered. All the airbags have been deployed.
A head-on collision on the Beltway, that's crazy.
Dude, yeah.
Because there is a big divide between the two sides. So this means that the head-on collision happened on one side.
Which, if they went head-on, you can imagine cars spinning and other people, like, yeah. freaking the fuck out because it was wet out there and a storm had just gone through. Well, you know, I used to be an EMT. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Can you ever stop being an EMT? Isn't it part? Don't you take the Hippocratic Oath or whatever? So you
I'm not a doctor. and you'd be surprised, dude, when doctors respond to emergency situations like that, they are horrible. Yeah. Like in that environment. But I let it expire. I hadn't gone back and renewed anything, and it was just a basic EMT. It wasn't like
so. Now you're just trying to make out with someone.
So now I'm just trying to, like, hopefully some girl is passed out, yeah. injured enough to where I can fondle her, yeah. and I won't get in trouble. Because I'd be like, dude. Officer, she's crazy. Yeah, I mean, she's got an accident. She had a concussion. She ain't gonna remember this anyhow. So I throw on the hazards. I jump out of the car. I run across the highway, right? And all these cars are still, like, trying to get through.
Did you jump the Jersey Wall?
I didn't jump the Jersey Wall because it was on my side still. Right. It was still going northbound or whatever on the Beltway.
The outer loop.
Eastbound, yeah. The inner loop. Yeah, eastbound. It was the inner loop. So as I'm getting there and I see this guy has his hand out the window and he's screaming and yelling. He's, like, waving. And I could see blood everywhere, and his car's on fire, like in the engine, the compartment, it's on fire. So I run over, and he's like, "Get me out of the car," he's screaming. So I end up, like, trying to rip the door off. Not happening. You know when they say mothers, like, sometimes their kids trapped in their car, they get that, like, crazy adrenaline rush where they're just lifting cars and shit?
And the fact that you haven't been in the gym.
Fuck, you didn't have that, yeah.
The fact that you haven't been in the gym in 8 months doesn't help either.
If I had you, the fucking strongman competitor there, I might have been okay. But I'm trying to rip this door, and it was smashed in, so I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm just talking to the guy. I'm like, calm down. I'm trying to get him to chill out. And the car's on fire, so he wants to get the fuck out of the car. So I'm running over to the other side, open the door, and I'm trying to get, he's not a large man, but he's big, and it's tight, it's close quarters in there, right?
What kind of car was it?
It was a Jaguar, that was a Jaguar, and there's shit, like, all over the seat, there's red stuff, I thought it was blood, turns out it was, like, a slushy or a soda or something that he spilled everywhere.
Kool-Aid.
So I end up, he gets his legs over, and I pull him out of the passenger seat, and some guy happened to be running up, and I'm, like, yelling at people, call 911, and yelling at this guy, you know, seeing if he's got a fire extinguisher. Lo and behold, he's got a fire extinguisher in his fucking car. So he runs back to the car, gets a fire extinguisher.
How many people can say that?
Not me. Yeah. I don't have one. I should get one after this. Because I saw another fire, car on fire last night on 270. So anyhow, the guy puts out, extinguishes the fire. I'm talking to the dude in the Lexus. Everyone's banged up. And paramedics come. And, ambulance, fire trucks, all this shit. Then the police come, right? State trooper comes. And now what's running through my head is, forget that I'm, like, saving these guys. Now it's, do I have any warrants out for my arrest?
let me check my tags. Yeah,
maybe I should get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I think my tags are good. My insurance is legit. I'm like, maybe I should get the fuck out of here. Because they're like, stand by. We want to talk to you, right? They have questions for me. And I'm thinking, oh, man, like, most situations in the past, I would have just gotten the fuck out of there because I would have gone to jail. You know, I mean, either there's warrants out or.
Just, I don't know, I kind of zoned out there. So the Explorer hit the Lexus.
Well, what it sounded like happened, and the guy had, like, I think had a concussion. He was talking about his wife, and this kind of got me too, man. Is on, like, an emotional level, is after I got out of the car, he's like, I thought I was gonna die. I saw my light flashing. Evidently, the white Explorer had tried to speed up off of New Hampshire and get onto the Beltway,
right?
And because of the traction,
it didn't. And the Explorer didn't yield properly.
Or no, and it just cut across. Yeah. So someone hit that, spun out, cars are doing 180s or 360s or whatever, and I don't know, they ended up That's one crazy. Car was facing the wrong way.
That's
on the
crazy
beltway.
That you spin around and then you're in a head-on collision.
Yeah, and then you're in another traffic. Car hits you.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
You weren't just hit once.
Yeah, I would literally shit my pants three times.
Dude, I mean, and this guy, he was probably late 50s, and he kept saying, I didn't tell my wife I loved her. Like, I didn't talk. Yeah. You have those. He probably had a million things run through his head, like, the last thing he did, or, you know, is my car a mess, or do I have porn in the trunk? You know, like, all these things, like, that, you know, are going to be left behind.
Are there any panties in the trunk?
Yeah, you know, like, my mistress, did I have her number, my cell phone, and now everyone thinks I'm a dirtbag, you know, I'm going to the hospital. But the one thing he did say, he said to me, he's like, hey, can you do me one favor? And he's having trouble breathing, and his head, and his neck's all fucked up. And I said, yeah, what's that? He said, can you pull the trunk open? And see if it'll open. My wife's big Louis Vuitton duffel bag's in there. She'll kill me if anything happens.
She'll kill you. You almost died.
You almost died in a car accident.
God.
So, so I got that out. And, the state police came and the trooper came and started asking me questions. I told him, I said, look, I didn't see it. I said, I'm guessing by how many cars there were and how close I was to it, because there wasn't that many cars in front of the accident. Yeah. That I probably missed it by about 10 seconds. And the weirdest thing, too, is like both Tiffany and her mother both text me before I left the house. Be careful out here. It's slick. Right. You know? And I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like, they never both like text me, like, be careful. But 10 seconds earlier, if I would have caught a green light instead of red, I probably would have been in that shit. You know what I mean?
But you drive an American tough car, so you...
I drive American muscle, and I drive like an idiot. I probably would have... Yeah. I would have stayed in my way
you
around
would,
it.
You would have swerved around
I would have swerved around that. So, but... That's just crazy. One of my Good Samaritan things.
You're like unbreakable.
I am.
You're like an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
Well, he contacted me. He wants to talk about writing
a script.
He wants
the exclusive rights on your story.
Yeah. So, but that's just the start of my Good Samaritan things that I've done in the past 2 weeks since we've seen each other. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back and how it's come to bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
That when we come back with Big Brian Burnsy.
Internet. What you know about? 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 Yo, get it right from jump. Not taping on debate for months. I got zits on your face that can't wait to bump. Boogie down to the point I barricade the Bronx. Poppy spins the rhyme through your opti lens. Check it, it's five below. My brain is cold. Runny nose every time Doc exchange a blow. My street team snipe the block up like Rob Lowe. Bodega liquor store. I'm dead in the window. PPP symbol got FBI on lookout. Strip the dirty clothes, hit a 118 cookout. I whoop out. Son, you better buckle in. I write the madness, got ink foaming at the pen. I tear a ligament when I spit it in the wind. I got so much game, I can call an Edison. Yeah, chicken stand by for exposure. Shut your house down, foreclosure and cold blood. Shut the power out in your house. Cut the phone, put a sock in your mouth. Let the monkey out. Let the monkeys out. Show the fools what it's all about. Holler out.
We're back with Big Brian and Burnsy.
We're back. Dude, you almost died in that, like 2 weeks ago, like proper died.
Well, I didn't almost die. I really. I mean, I probably would. I could have been hit by a vehicle because I just ran across the highway.
What were you more scared about? You getting hit by that or me feeding you another mushroom sandwich again?
Oh, what a dick. All right, internet. So I'm allergic to fucking mushrooms. This ass fuck about, I don't know, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, gives me a sandwich with just loaded with mushrooms.
I didn't know it had mushrooms in it, though. It
was like, but you know I'm allergic.
Yeah, I knew that, and I felt bad, but I kind of, like, wanted you to bite into it.
And I did, and as soon as I bit it, I knew what it was.
Because
you
tasted it.
Started spitting out real fast. I'm like, dude, he's trying to kill me,
it's
man.
A shame, man, because it was a delicious sandwich.
Dude, this isn't going to be like an all-brown show. You're not going to get Aziz on here to do this permanently, so don't try to donk me off, dick. I'm trying to live, man. I'm trying to live.
Aziz wants to take over your spot, so I'm going to have to slowly kill you.
I know. You're such a big deal. I'm sure he wants to spend his days with you. I mean, the only reason why I invited you over here to record today is so you could help me move this big-ass bookshelf.
Yeah, how'd that work?
Upstairs
how'd that
to downstairs. It didn't work out at all. So, dude, like, I feel like I am a professional mover. And let me explain something to you. I mean...
Well, you helped me move once, and you did a hell of a job.
Yeah. I mean, I've moved quite a few friends. But let me explain to you another story about me being a Good Samaritan.
All right.
So,
you almost die on this one?
I didn't. Well, yeah, I guess I did almost die.
Nice.
Of a fucking heat stroke, because it was 100 degrees out yesterday.
Right.
So, I get back in the gym, as I just told you, and I'm feeling fucking great, dude. I mean, it's good to be back.
It's a good feeling.
I'm eating right, dude. I'm starting to get that meathead mentality. I bought some supplements. I'm ready to fucking kill somebody. Just that kind of shit, right? And I'm all pumped up. So I work out, and I'm fucking exhausted. It's hot as shit. And all I can think about is, like, getting a protein shake and eating some chicken or steak or something. Well, Tiffany had to work late last night, so her parent, her mom and her stepdad are on vacation. So somebody go check on her brother. So I said, hey, after the gym, be about 5 o'clock, I'll head up. I'll check on him, make sure he got dinner or whatever, and it'll be taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. So I'm dying after the gym, and she called me because she was on a break, and I'm like, and she's like, you know, do you want to call me back? No, 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 I'm good. I'm about to throw up. Like, and she doesn't understand that you lift until you either pass out or puke.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's the kind of shit that I like to do.
Yeah, that's
I'm on the verge of throwing up driving. And
why?
I'm like,
because your central nervous system is shot.
Yeah, my central nervous system is shot because I'm taking no rest periods, and I'm just doing a lot of high volume.
Yeah.
So I'm like about to die, but I need to talk. It's just like when I'm hungover. Yeah. If I stop talking, I'll puke.
Yeah.
So I'm like, as long as I talk, I'm good.
It takes your mind off it.
Yeah. So I'm driving up there, pull into a complex, see this huge ass moving van, right? And I'm like, oh, you know, new neighbors, whatever. Yeah. So I walk in and I'm knocking on the door. Well, I don't have I lost the key to the apartment.
Right. Shocking.
Yeah, I know. I'm irresponsible. And as I turn to look, as I'm rapping on the door, this older woman, probably in her, I don't know, early 50s, is walking up the steps. And she's got like a big jug, looks like a big jug of detergent. Kool-Aid. No, like a big, like a cement jug. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's that thing? What, a canister? Not a canister, but you know what I'm talking about. Something you use, a bucket, to car wash.
Like a tub.
Yeah. And so, with the metal handle. So I'm like, oh man, let me get that for you. So she's walking up the steps. So I grab it and I bring it in. She's like, oh my God, thank you. She's going on and on. Hot as shit out there. I mean, I'm sweating just standing in the stairwell. Bring it in for small talk about moving in, what the neighborhood's like, this, that, the other thing. I look out the door, and here comes her, I'm guessing, 15-year-old daughter, maybe 14, and like a 12-year-old son moving this couch. And they're struggling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I can't let these two kids move this. I'm like, hey, you guys need a hand? Like, I'll help you out. So I bring the couch up the steps, into the apartment, set it down, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'm already tired from the gym, Mike.
Yeah.
Here we go, this.
And you haven't eaten anything yet.
I haven't eaten anything. Right. I'm about to die, right? So she's like, oh, sir, thank you. Oh, my God, going on and on. She's like, one more thing. I get roped into moving this entire fucking U-Haul truck into this apartment. Hot as shit. This big, fine china display case.
Yeah.
Thing weighed heavier than that bookcase.
Yeah.
Thing had to weigh 500 pounds. And I'm like, how did you get this shit in here? She's like, oh, well, I hired some Mexicans to do it and blah, blah, blah. And they had dollies and carts and all this other shit. She goes, I was up at Home Depot looking for Mexicans to help me today. There's none up there.
So it's 108 degrees outside.
Dude, it is hot as shit. Yeah, not even Mexicans are, they don't want to work on a day like that.
Even day laborers are bowing out.
Yeah, they're like, I'd rather not pay the mortgage or not pay rent than to move in this shit. So some random dude's walking by and she's like, oh, sir, you know, can you help me? And he comes over and he and I carry this thing in, right? So we get this thing in. The whole time she's yelling at us, be careful, no, no, screaming at us. And we're fucking struggling to get this fucking 500-pound piece of furniture in the goddamn apartment.
How many flights up was it?
It's just like it's probably one. I guess it's like 12 steps or 10 steps.
The one.
But there's concrete steps outside. I guess there's 7 there and then upstairs, right? And it's long, so you got to be careful, otherwise you're going to hit the ceiling or the door frame. And she's like, no, no, she's yelling. I want to smack the shit out of her. I'm like, lady.
You're a real sucker.
I'm a good smack. I'm helping you out. Don't yell at me. So we get that in. She's like, oh, one more piece. Bring in the bottom half of this fucking thing.
The credenza.
God damn it, this thing was heavy. Then all of a sudden, we're like, okay, we're done. This dude's like, man, I'm dying. I said, man, I'm just coming from the gym. I'm about to fall over. One more thing, dining room table. This joker was huge, right? So we start bringing it in, and it's not going to fit in the doorway. So I'm like, look, you got to take these legs off, and it's heavy as shit. It's like this old antique one. You need an Allen wrench. I don't have one. Bring it in. No, I'm not bringing this in. So what do we do? I'm like, yo, dude. I'm like, back this fucker up. Leave it in the grass. I'm out of here. Back it up. Set it on the grass. I got my car and took off. didn't even help. Didn't feed Tiffany's brother. Just got the fuck out of there. I got roped in the movie.
Dude,
this
how
shit.
Do you get? How did you get roped
in the movie? Dude, god damn. I don't know, man. But so that was
it's
at like
because you're the only white dude in a black neighborhood. They thought you were real honest and good.
They're like, this is a good dude.
Yeah.
So I guess
he's not gonna rob my place.
No, he's not gonna steal this. He's gonna help me move it in. So
what a sucker you are.
So that was at like probably, I guess, about 5:30, quarter to 6, yeah. something like that by the time I got there. Tiffany got home from work at 10:30, quarter to 11. The two kids are still, the little kids are still moving boxes in. And the mom's sitting there yelling at them, she said. And she didn't even know about this whole story.
Yeah.
She was just like, what is going on here? And they had a refrigerator on the U-Haul. Tiffany's like, what apartment doesn't come with a refrigerator? Why are you bringing the refrigerator?
A cheap
little
rent,
kids
cheap
are carrying rent. The fucking refrigerator in, man.
Were they like, was the 15-year-old kid big? Like,
it was a girl. She's a girl. The kid's Jesus. Like 12. And the mom, they're like, no drink, no food. The dude that was helping me move lived in one of the buildings. And he asked him, he's like, you guys thirsty? I'll go get, you know. So he went home and got some water for these poor kids, man. Out there slaving away.
Jesus.
How
do you end up in shit like that?
Oh, I'm driving home. I'm all bashed up. My arm's bruised up. I cut my leg open on something. I don't know what. I'm bleeding. I'm tired. I blow my lower back out. Fucking deadlifting shit, which you know I don't do. My legs are skinny as toothpicks. I get stuck. I don't know why, dude. I always get into this shit. It's always me.
Because you got a sucker face.
Either a face you want to punch or have me help you move
shit.
You
got a real punchable mark-ass buster face.
He looks like a mark. Get him. Hey, Whitey, move my shit. Okay.
Oh, you're so nice. Thanks for helping us. There's 400 more things for you to help us with.
I mean, just completely taking advantage of the situation.
Who does that?
She does. And she kept yelling at her kids. I guess Tiffany said she was yelling at her kids because they had to return the truck that night. It's 11 o'clock at night. These poor kids are still moving shit. So, man. And then other news is I'm moving. But I got So, I'm moving in a couple weeks. A little bit further away from the city. But
next week, right?
Yeah, the 7th. Well, after 4th of July.
Relatively speaking, you're actually a lot closer to the city.
I guess I am, yeah. I guess I'm just far from here.
You're far as shit from the city right now.
So what the fuck's been going on in your world for the past 2 weeks, dude? I haven't seen
you
at all.
Nothing, dude. I'm just hanging out, dude. I've been working. Working my ass off. It's hot. Working out. I got too many things going on, man.
What else is on your plate, dude?
Oh, dude. I might be a professor in August.
Wait.
Yeah, that's right.
Professor of what?
Professor of awesomeness.
Ah!
I got offered a position at the Art Institute of Washington as a design professor part-time.
Nice.
Yeah. That's kind of legit, dude.
That's very legit.
That's
the school's
real deal.
Legit.
Yeah.
I even know that. I don't know anything.
So, yeah, that's all going on. But, I mean, that's just one more thing to juggle between work and freelance and gym. Well, whatever. Life's good. I may or may not have a girlfriend now.
I'm trying to figure this out, dude. I'm confused myself about where this is. It sounds like you do... But you're just so in denial about it.
No, I mean, I'm not in denial anymore.
You're grown up.
Well, she's definitely my girlfriend now.
Internet!
It's
official. Did you hear that? Did you?
It's official.
That is Fox News. That's breaking news.
Apparently, one night when I was blacked out drunk, I went to her house. Yeah. I don't remember any of this. The next day, she was like, "You were real talkative last night about labeling stuff and figuring out."
I need to have you as my girlfriend.
No, I was just like, "Where are we right now? What do I call you? What do I tell people you are?" Because I don't know what to tell people. People are like,
"Yeah, this is
this is my friend.
Yeah,
like,
this is
it's more than a friend." So I think I officially have a girlfriend now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
I guess so, yeah. She's a cool chick, man. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And she has central air, which is...
Oh, you're using her for air conditioning?
I'm totally
you
using her for air conditioning.
You fucking dick.
And she keeps her apartment cold as a meat locker, so it's fucking awesome.
Does she have cats?
No, she has a little dog.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, I know how allergic to cats you are. I would love it if she had a cat and like you're still sleeping over there just because of the air conditioning.
I would suffer through it.
So you'd have to go back to your place because it's hot as shit.
My place is so fucking hot.
Dude, you might have to end up moving your entire living room into the bedroom with your bed.
Dude, you know what? I actually thought about pulling the TV in there the other day to watch like a movie.
You could do it like Kramer on Seinfeld and build levels
in your
apartment.
That would be a good idea.
Inside your bedroom.
But I just
like
say...
Like a dorm room, dude.
I think what I'm going to do, though, honestly, is I'm going to just go buy a window unit and just tell my landlord to install it in the window. Because I can't deal with it anymore, man.
Why does he have to install? Why don't you just do it? It's very simple.
No, I'll let him do it.
Get like a 15,000 BTU one.
Yeah, that's what I'm... No, I'm going to get a 20,000 one.
All right.
I already priced them out.
Yeah, 22,000. I don't give a shit. Fuck.
Why don't you install it?
I can install it.
You're real handy.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm real handy, dude.
I don't even know how to install it.
You haven't done a day of manual labor in your life. You have no idea what you're going to do.
I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Jesus.
I'm not a real man. I just pretend to be
one. Have you ever mowed the lawn?
Yeah, dude. I did all that shit growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on a John Deere or like a push?
No, a push.
All right. I'm checking. Don't yell at me.
I used to like go around the neighborhood and like charge people like $30 to mow their lawn and edge their grass.
Hey, let the little fat Mexican kid do it. I'm Indian.
They were like, oh, look at that little Mexican kid. He's starting out early in the landscaping business.
Pretty soon we'll see him in the corner selling roses.
And then oranges.
And laurel.
So, yeah, dude, that's what's going on with me, man. Work and...
Congratulations. I got to tell you, I mean, you know, again, we always talk about, like, girls that can actually hang out with us and actually, like, somewhat enjoy our shenanigans or, like, contribute to it or even the conversations. Oftentimes, girls just get silent and real...
Well, they don't know how to handle uncomfortable. It.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. But she definitely can hang. I mean, she's cool as shit.
She's a good chick, man. She's got a great sense of humor, which is key.
Well, I mean, you've always said it.
Yeah.
If a chick can be funny, you want to marry her.
Yeah.
And, dude, she's tall as shit.
Yeah, she's tall as shit. She's like 5'11". She's pretty tall.
I mean, well, she had heels on that one night, so she was
extra tall. I think she had heels,
yeah. And you know, I'm short. I'm 5'5". So.
Are you 5'5"?
No. I wish I was sometimes.
What are you, 5'8"?
You're a dick, dude. I'm 5'10", man.
That's a laughable height, though, isn't it? Anything below 6 foot is just like, meh, meh.
I guess. I mean, I think, what's the average? I guess the average, like, male height's 5'8". So I'm a little bit.
Yeah, I think 5'8". 5'8 to 5'9 is average.
I'm a little bigger than average, all right? I'm a little taller than average.
See, that's the thing. I can never tell, man. I think everyone's my height. I can never I have this weird, like.
No, not everyone.
I think everyone's my age, and I think everyone's my height.
Dude, do you get weirded out like when you stand next to someone? Like, remember when we were with Hainsworth at that bar, like talking to Hainsworth, and he was like, what, 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'6".
And you were all weird, dude, because he was so much bigger than you.
He was towering over me.
And you're like,
I'm not used to that. That's the only time I actually realize like size when someone's bigger than me, because they have to be really big.
Yeah, and he is fucking
like
enormous.
I felt the same way around LeVar too when we met LeVar, because he's taller than me too.
And people don't realize how big LeVar is.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
You know, because like when you get on the field. And, like, the defensive linemen are there. The defensive linemen are monsters.
Yeah.
And then the linebackers are supposed to be the smaller. But, dude, he's still 6'5", 6'6", dude. He's a big dude. And he's not even playing days.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking big dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this whole weekend, dude, I didn't drink a single.
I went out Friday and Saturday.
Well, I don't know if you noticed me, but I'm pretty sure you saw my keychain. Right when we went to get some food,
yeah,
I got my Gold's Gym card on there, so
people know you mean business now.
I mean, people know I'm pretty serious about fitness,
yeah,
and just like an overall healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because
I see it right here.
Where is it?
Right here.
Yep, I mean, you got her.
You got your Gold's and your Borders.
Yep,
and your Penthouse.
Hey everyone, look at me! I work out.
And your Prada thing.
Do you want like people to know that you work out? Or you want people just to think this is Nat? You were born like
this. I hate when people know that I work out, because when people ask me, "Oh, do you work out?" I'm always like, "Nah, man. I worked out once and it just stayed with me."
Yeah,
I love saying shit like that.
I'm just a naturally huge dude. Yeah.
Dude, do you lift weights? Nah, I just do Pilates all day.
Well, I can seriously say that I've been in the minus this week, since July or since August of last year, I've been in the gym like 4 times or 5 times. That is fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
From a guy that I would go 4 days a week.
Yeah. It's all right, man. You're getting back into it.
You know? But, yeah, so I'm feeling good, though. I'm feeling pumped up, eating great, low carbs. I'm about to pass out because I haven't had a carb in, like, 18 years.
I saw him earlier making out with a grain of rice.
I was smacking all over my face.
You're like, what's his name? Ben Stiller from Dodgeball humping that pizza.
No, dude, but it feels good to be back recording with you, Big Brown.
Yep.
Let's do one more segment, dude. I got shit to do tonight, so I gotta get out of here.
All right, cool. We'll be
right
back.
So we'll wrap this up soon. We'll be right back with Big Brown and
Funky.
Peace.
Internet.
Love you.
Niggas, I'm still grinding.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing those sirens. I'm still getting chased by those lights. Only the lights slime, and my mic's on, and my time is none, because I'm writing more, and I ain't here to meet a soul in this business, I'm here to eat, speak, and to these hoes fill this, and I can't let y'all derail me, man, I got young Kobe, homie, you gotta let go of OB, cause OB be back. We get them craps going on and that yak going on. Soon as a nigga touch down, back from torn. It's whatever, put that on the cheddar, man. But in the meantime, it's Jimmy Iovine time. Chase cheese rhyme till my voice give out. This is it, my niggas, this what we boast about. Now I'm here, so shut your motherfucking mouth and show me love, bitch.
We're back with Big Brown and Burnsy. Yo, Big Brown, dude. You know what I just realized?
What?
It's like episode 20.
Dude, 20 is a big deal. We're
Did
one...
you say this earlier and I just didn't listen
no,
to you?
No, I think when I said it during the break.
Because I really don't listen to you that often.
I might have tuned out during your M. Night Shyamalan story.
I'm sure you have. You've already heard it three times.
And 20, we're 1 year away from, I mean, one episode away from being able to buy alcohol.
While we're recording?
Our podcast.
Oh, so our podcast can go out and buy booze for us now.
Yeah.
After the next episode.
Yeah, after the next
episode. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Because we don't even have to move.
No, we don't have to do anything.
You know, what I've really been doing lately, dude, and I know it's... I haven't really been going out too often.
Yeah.
But I have been, like, getting, like, a bottle and, like, just chilling, and then I, like,
I'll
go out for a little bit.
A bottle of liquor or a bottle of wine?
Like a bottle of liquor.
You can't just get a handle of wine and say, oh yeah, I just get a bottle like it's a bottle of wine.
It's like I get a handle and it's like having a cup like a bottle of beer. But like, it's just, dude, it's just out here, and it's such a difference when you go back to Cleveland or you go to Avon Lake, and you're paying $1.50 or $2 a beer,
yeah.
And you come out here and it's like $6-$7. You get a drink, it's fucking $10 a drink.
I'm trying to actually become a beer snob now, so I'm drinking like higher alcohol content beer.
Okay,
I'll have a couple, and I'll get hammered off those and just go home. That's just how I roll now.
Sounds all right.
Yeah,
but you have you been getting blacked out, drunk?
I mean, I haven't since that one time at Brett's house.
Okay,
that's the last time.
All right.
I'm growing up, dude. I'm growing up now. I've got things to do.
You're in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship. I've
You're
got
prioritizing.
Things to do. I am an academic professional now.
I've Academia.
Got, I've got kids that look up to me now. I can't just be running around town.
That scares me.
I can't just be running around town boozed up.
That scares me that they're actually going to come to you for advice. And
dude, I'm going to have to hold like open office hours where they come for me for like homework advice and shit like that. That's going to be weird, dude.
Dude, well, there's like a bunch of hot chicks.
No, nah, dude, I can't. They're going to be like 8 days freshmen, dude. They're going to be like 17, 18.
Wait, you were just talking about Miley Cyrus's vagina. What are you talking about?
I wasn't talking about her. You were asking what I thought about it. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm just wondering, like, is that something you click on, like, as an adult? Because she's 16 or 17 or whatever.
I don't know.
Like, is that viewing child porn?
If you're running around town at 17 wearing a mini skirt and no panties, mm-hmm. aren't you just... asking for that?
Well, asking for what?
Dude, but she knows there's paparazzi everywhere.
No, no, no,
she
no.
Knows
it's not the shot getting... It's not the crotch being photographed.
It's
you viewing it.
Oh,
no,
right,
it's
right.
You viewing it.
But what's worse, people who have put it on their website or people who are viewing it on other people's website?
Well, they wouldn't be viewing it if they didn't put it on the website,
so
right?
So that's what the problem is. People shouldn't be putting it up.
Just don't... Yeah, don't post it.
Because she's legally a minor.
Or if you want... Yeah, if you want to dress it, say, hey... She's flashing her labia and put a star over it, put something over it.
Yeah.
Blur it. Like Japanese porn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Pixelate it.
Pixelate that shit.
Yeah.
But I haven't clicked on it. I mean, when I saw some of the pics, I was like, does this make me.
Right. I mean, it's a weird thing. Yeah. It doesn't, I don't think it makes you.
Because I am twice her age.
Right, right, right. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
I'd be her father.
I don't know how to approach this. I don't know how to tackle this subject.
Okay, and then Selena Gomez is another one. She's pretty cute. Like, she's 17. But, dude, I remember I was dating this girl in high school, like, sophomore year in high school, and she was a year older than me, or maybe a year and a half older than me. And I remember my dad's friends being like, oh, my God, like, coming over. And she's, like, 16, 17. But she was built, like, she was 25. And, like, they'd be like, oh, man. Oh. But, like... I was like, what's wrong with you guys? I'm that age, and I'm like, do I click on this pic? Do I check it out? Will the FBI come to the house and check my hard drive?
They might. I don't think that's what you got to worry about when it comes to the FBI coming to your house.
There's a lot of other shit they could bust me for.
That's pretty low on their list of things to get you for.
So, I don't know, man, but it's definitely a gray line, right? Yeah. It's not...
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird... Who got in trouble for that? Somebody got in trouble for posting it, right?
Perez Hilton, right? He got... Yeah. But you ever hear that story about that highly recruited running back, like, from Georgia? And he was 18, and he was getting ready to go freshman year. I think he was going to Georgia or Tennessee or somewhere, like an SEC school. I mean, he was a great athlete. And he was arrested and jailed. He was sent to fucking prison because he was having sex with his girlfriend who was 17.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, he was black, so of course they threw the book at him. I mean, that's just a shitty thing. I think she was white. Yeah, she was
white. Well, technically, when I was 18, the girl I was with was 17. My girlfriend was 17 when I was 18 in high school.
I was 17 and she was 18.
Right, so then she should have gone to jail. I should have gone to jail because
I wish she would have locked her
up. I was a freshman in college and she was a senior in high school. But we started dating when we were in high school together.
You had sexual intercourse with her.
Yeah, well, she's my girlfriend.
I wish they would have locked you up. I wish they would have locked my girlfriend up at that time. Take her ass away. I should have pressed charges.
Statutory rape. You're a minor.
I'm not giving consent. Yeah. I'm not in a position where I can.
Yeah.
I.e. Lawrence Taylor's little third degree rape charge.
Yeah.
Someone should have charged that bitch with rape when she was 18, I was 17.
They should have. You would be a whole different person right now if that would have happened.
I'm blaming my parents for this. They should have said something.
They should have
just spoke up. Hey.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with this picture.
I think your dad was just glad you weren't gay.
He was just like, anyone you're banging, great.
Yeah.
As long as it's a chick.
Yeah, as long as it's a girl. As long as you're banging them.
I'm mentally scarred right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think.
It does answer a lot of questions about your mental stability.
I mean, we both know I'm not stable. I'm so unstable. Unstable? Instable. Instability?
Non-stable?
I am disstable right now. So, talking about being mentally just not there, saw a little bit about some crazy UFC shit. Not just UFC shit, but let's talk about some MMA shit, because last night on Strikeforce's card, Fedor, he suffered, I guess, it's his second loss, but realistically, it's his first loss. The first one was, like, very controversial. Yeah. He lost, he was put in an armbar.
He was submitted.
And triangle.
Yeah.
And he tapped out. He didn't want to, though. You knew it hurt him to tap.
Yeah, you know his elbow was, like, partially broken.
Dude, his head was purple. When he got up, his lips were purple.
Dude, he's a tough bastard.
Dude, man. He is, man. And that just...
That's shocking, though, to see someone like that tap out or get submitted.
Yeah. And in the first round.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I was so confused. Even when I saw the replays, I'm watching the fight, and I said to myself, why is he jumping? Like, the dude's a jiu-jitsu guy. I mean, he's good on the ground.
Yeah.
And Fedor knocked him down, and then he, like, went on, like, to follow up. He, like, got on top. Like, it was just going to end the way he ends other fights. This dude's like a fucking BJ, like a fucking ridiculous jiu-jitsu dude.
Yeah.
You just wave him back up. Wave him back up and then pummel him some more. So that was shocking that he did suffer the loss. And then did you see fucking Cyborg's fight?
No, I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one.
Yo, internets, dude. If none of you guys watch, like, MMA, you got to check out... Just do me a favor and check out Cyborg Santos. It is a chick.
Yeah.
You may not realize it when you look at her. Her and her husband are both mixed martial artists. Yeah.
And dudes.
Yeah. He's married to a dude, and they call him Cyborg. Who wants to fight this chick? She's going to have to start fighting dudes.
Do you remember? Really? Remember when we were at Golden Grappling before the McRae interview? Uh-huh. That one of the guys that was working out there said that he fought a girl?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Who was he fighting? Do you remember? Was it someone...
I don't know if it was an MMA fight. I think it was a jiu-jitsu fight. Oh, okay. It might have been grappling. I'm not sure, though.
Well, that's what's going to come down to. She's going to have to start fighting dudes.
She is ridiculous, dude. I mean, her punches... The crowd was booing because the ref wouldn't stop it. Yeah. A female ref. She wouldn't stop the fight. This chick's getting pummeled. Cyborg is a dude.
Yeah, she's a beast, dude.
So, yo, internet, check her out, man. I'm just... Every time I see her fight, I just can't believe... I mean,
you can't believe she has a vagina.
I don't think she does, man. I really don't. Or like, if she does, that clitoris has got to be so large. You think she's a hermaphrodite? Like China.
You think she's a hermaphrodite?
She is. But anyway, that was ridiculous. McRae evidently got picked up by the UFC.
He got the nod from Dana White.
Yeah, so you know he lost the finale.
Yep.
Right, runner up in the show, which dude, I mean. That's still awesome that he got that. I mean, that he
made
that
far. Yeah, I mean, he still deserves everything he's gotten so far. He's still a badass. But, yeah, Court McGee was definitely the better fighter in that
match. Definitely, dude. Court looked pretty fucking good. So, but, you know, definitely want Chris, to keep his chin up and get out there and keep doing what he does, man, because he's only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be
a beast. Has been a good experience, I think, for him.
Yeah, he's going to be awesome.
So look for us to have some other MMA guys on here soon, some up-and-comers. Hopefully we'll get them on here in the next few weeks.
Some more local boys.
Yeah. And other sports news, just briefly, the NBA draft, the Wizards, you guys had
got
the number
John,
one
yeah,
draft pick.
John Wall.
And, I know that you were pulling for Wall the entire time. You didn't want them to take Evan Turner.
No, I wanted Wall.
Me personally, and that has nothing to do with Ohio State and Evan Turner, but I think Evan Turner is a smarter pick. I really do. I think he's a little bit more, I don't know. I think John Wall had some questionable games against some
You think Evan Turner is a safer pick?
I think so, man. Yeah. I really do. I think Wall just had some questions. He had some, I don't know, man. Just when the talent level stepped up, or like there was, you know, he was playing against particular defenses, and like, I don't think he was that strong. But I think Evan Turner is a lot more diverse, and I think he's going to be a good pickup for the Philadelphia.
Yeah, definitely. I hear rumors that Iverson might be coming to the Wizards.
Dude, is that what they're talking? Yeah. I saw something him in the headlines about something.
He just wants to come play somewhere, like.
Well, this is his home, right? I mean, this
is... Yeah, yeah, because he went to Georgetown.
So, what are you going to do? Sign him for, like, 1 year? Or, like... I don't know, man.
That's got debacle written all over it.
Is he clean? I mean, he's getting older. I know he's gone through some shit with his daughter.
Didn't he have some financial problems going on right now?
Maybe. His daughter, like, sick? Like, something was major. Yeah. Something was...
And what about your boy Haynesworth?
Dude, is he done?
No, he showed up to camp, didn't he?
What does that do to a locker room though, man?
Dude, didn't he get sued by some bank?
Yeah, he's like defaulted on a loan and
on
some
two
shit.
Loans, I think.
Dude, you have so much fucking money. Yeah,
that guy's an idiot,
man. Right? That dude. I mean,
I'm done with his ass. I mean, I know he's an awesome player and he does wreak havoc on the field and he does.
I don't give a shit about.
He
that,
wreaks
man.
Havoc
you
on he wreaks havoc on offenses, man. But that dude is a fucking dick. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Look, man, if you're being paid that much money, right? You go into your job, and your boss is like, "Look, I know you're obviously hired to be a graphic designer or whatever you are, you know, for the team. Like, it's a team environment. Can you change this style, or can you do this?
Can
to
you help
out, the
out
team?
This department with something, or can you just like for like?"
By the way,
try something else for us.
Instead of your $50,000 salary, I'm going to pay you $5 million.
That's right.
All right. Can you do this for me? Can you do this for your team?
No, I'm going to sulk. I'm going to bitch and I'm going to not show up to work.
I think that's a better idea.
Yeah. Cuz that's what a real man would do. If you're a real man, you bitch and moan instead of doing what you're fucking being paid to do.
It's just it's unbelievable to me that you do something that you love, or supposedly that you love. Dude, you know what I would do to fucking be a professional football player?
He's just destroying the locker room, too, man.
You gotta be.
I mean, that whole team completely disrespects him now.
Yeah, for good reason.
And they're all openly saying that on interviews now, too.
Just like, we're done with this.
Yeah.
We're done with this nonsense. So, yeah, that's Skins news. He pisses me off. He really does. I mean, the fucking Cleveland Browns don't have any talent like that, man. And he just abuses it and just... It's just too bad. I'd rather have someone with a lot less talent that gives it 120 fucking percent every goddamn day and works his ass off and is, like, proud to be on that team. There was an interview that, LeVar and Dukes did with somebody. I can't remember the dude's name, but...
Dockett.
Was it Dockett?
Yeah, Daryl Dockett.
No, I don't know if that was him. I'll have to get
was
out.
Was he a football player?
Yeah.
Was he just tearing up
Hainsworth? You know what? Not really, but he was saying, like, a little bit, but he was saying, look, I didn't come from that mold. I wasn't a number one draft pick. Like, yeah. I wasn't a first rounder, you know, so those guys are coddled, man. They're taken care of. Like, he was, you know, a fourth rounder or fifth rounder. So, like, that position wasn't waiting for him. He didn't have that money. It wasn't a business decision, dude. And he had to fucking come out there, and that's not him. It's not Darnell Dockett. But he had to come out there, work his ass off.
Yeah.
And basically prove to the coaches and, and his teammates that he belonged there. And I think, like, I think it's like anything else, dude. When you're handed shit, you don't appreciate it at all.
No, you don't. You take it for granted, yeah.
And
well, he's always been on such a pedestal ever since he's been here, even in Tennessee. But I mean, if he's that fucking good, why are people letting him go?
Because that,
because of this, because it sucks. Because he's a fucking punk.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. So that's some local sports news between John Wall and Hainsworth.
What else is going on?
The World Cup.
The new iPhone's out. I know that's not sport, but I'm pretty excited about
that. Yeah, and I wish I would have been Jason Bateman standing in that goddamn line. Have you seen these mall lines?
Yeah.
Dude, the downtown Bethesda Apple store, people were sleeping there. People were there from the afternoon, sleeping there overnight, and then waited till the morning. The malls were ridiculously packed. Someone sent me a picture of Montgomery Mall. The line was stupid. Tiffany went up to Columbia for work and said that she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
she was like, "Why are all these people here? What the fuck's going on?" And she walked in.
Well, Rockstar and Brewer, they have it. They've got it because they pre-ordered it and they have to wait in line. But I played with it yesterday, man. It is fucking badass, though.
Did you see about Jason Bateman when I was talking about my reference? I guess he was standing out in that line, and the iPhone, either security or the employees of iPhone or of Apple or whatever, came out.
The iPhone employees.
The people that work for iPhone came out there and got him. They went out, they pulled him out of line and brought him right in. When he was walking out with the new phone, everyone's booing him.
Yeah, I was booing his ass too.
I mean, is it his fault? He's famous.
You're a fucking nerd like the rest of those guys. Why are you getting special treatment?
I don't know. He didn't ask for it. They just came out and grabbed him. He didn't call him like, "Yo, let me in first. I'm Jason fucking Bateman."
I would have done that.
I'm Big Brown. Let me in.
Yeah. Big Brown, I'm in line. This has got to go. Come get me and give me a
phone. Josh Burns, let me in now. I don't know who the fuck you are.
But I just got my 3GS phone recently, so I've got to wait a little while before I'm eligible for an upgrade.
How long? What's that policy?
I think I got to wait like another 6 or 7 months. It's all right.
Now you're just making shit up. You have no idea.
No, like
otherwise you would have been like, I have to wait 5 months.
No, it's like a year. Like
6 or 7.
It's like a year
from is that when what you
buy it, yeah.
All right.
Which fine, I can wait.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm happy with my phone. Whatevs.
I'll take your word for it. Other sports news, dude. Yo, World Cup. You know what? Look, man. I'm always there's so much shit that goes on, like in the world or in this country, or things that you should be patriotic about, that because it doesn't affect me and I'm not interested in it, I just don't give a shit. You know, like,
I've been watching the World Cup. I think it's pretty fucking awesome.
I think the BP oil spill is some shit, and I feel bad for them, but it doesn't affect me right now, so I'm just like, all right, I don't know anything about it. I'll deal with it later. If it actually comes up this way and it hits Lake Erie when I go back to Cleveland, then I'll be concerned. I'll be like, fuck, dude, this sucks. Or if it goes to Potomac River, I'm like, motherfucker.
If it gets into a lake like Lake Erie, I will be also concerned, because that's physically impossible.
If that oil jumps out of the ocean,
if it crawls, it
fucking goes,
if it crawls
over all those states and into a river and it comes up through Ohio and gets into Lake Erie somehow,
we're all fucked anyway, so there's no point. If oil could
be since that is so impossible, it would be like Swamp Thing. We'd all be dead.
Yeah. Well, I've actually been watching the World Cup games, and they've been fucking exciting. I know you don't like soccer, but
no.
I watched, obviously I watched a U.S. game yesterday, and it was fucking crazy. It was awesome. And then I watched England and Germany today, and that was nuts.
And they lost. So now all these guys, all these people out there that are always on Facebook and tweeting about all... Tweeting about, yo, Donovan Landsberg or whatever his fucking... What's his name?
Landon Donovan.
Everyone loves him. All of a sudden, everyone's huge fucking soccer fans. And then go right back down to... not even following it, except your boys. Some of your boys, those are hardcore soccer fans, that's fine. But all these other dicks out there, you'll never watch a Major League Soccer game ever again.
I won't. I only watch the World Cup stuff. I mean, I'll watch some DC United stuff when I hang out with my boys.
Do you watch the Olympic shit?
No.
Well,
some of it I did.
You're not some patriotic.
Some of the track and field shit I watched.
All right. Well, you know what? It's over. Sorry, USA. It sucks. You guys lost. Anyway, this week, huge fight card this week. Brock Lesnar and Shane Carwin for the heavyweight championship at UFC. That's going to be huge. Finally, Lesnar's matched up with someone that's his size.
Yeah.
Right? So he's not going to bully anyone around. Pick on someone your own size.
Yeah, he's not gonna get somebody in a crucifix and just punch him for.
Yeah, it's like Tommy Gunn punching Paulie and then Rocky calling him out to the street fight and be like, "Yo, try knocking me
you
down."
You know what? It's exactly like
it
that.
Is. Try knocking me down outside.
Yeah, on the street.
That's where his ring was. So, dude, I think it's gonna be a good fight.
And the undercard's pretty good on that one too.
And I'm not mistaken, Carwin played football and wrestled in college, so he definitely has kind of the same skill set that Lesnar has. I think in terms of MMA...
Lesnar didn't play football, though, did he?
Yeah, well, he played pro football. He played for the Vikings.
Oh, that's right. He played for the Vikings. Yeah. I forgot
about
that.
So, I mean, he has the skill set. I mean, they're both great athletes.
Oh, I totally forgot that he played for the Vikings.
But I think overall, I think this is finally the time where Carwin's got the power. Now, Frank Mir has power, but he's more of a jiu-jitsu guy. He was too light, man. Yeah. He was too small. Lesnar threw him around. But I think this is going to be... This should be interesting. So I'm looking forward to watching that 4th of July weekend, all the festivities that
go on.
Dude,
I can't believe the year's half over.
Dude, I know. I was just thinking about that today with Michael Jackson's death being a year ago. What the fuck, man? What's happened?
Yeah.
And I wanted to run down a list of all these dead celebrities this year because there's been a few, but I don't have time for that shit right now because I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Unlike you, I have to go to work.
Well, I have to go home and do work.
You're going to go prepare your agenda for your new professor job?
Yeah, it doesn't start for a while, but yeah.
I hope people throw Spitwise at you and shit like that.
I will whoop their fucking ass.
I guess that's college. I guess I did that in...
First of all, it's college. And second of all, it's art school. So it's not going to be...
They're
going to
be so
like
confused when your big ass walks in. They're going to be like, wait a minute, what?
There's not going to be art. Knuckleheads like you in my class.
God damn it. So, but it feels good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. Things are back in order again.
Things are back in order. Internets, keep listening. We are definitely going to have some more guests on in the future. Probably not next weekend because of the 4th of July weekend, but in 2 weeks we should have some people.
Yeah.
And we're
this week was kind of a catch-up episode. We're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place, dude. Because it's just what it is, dude. That's what we do. So keep listening. Check us out on iTunes, obviously, www.bigbrownandburnsy.com, Facebook, and, dude, follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
Because Big Brown's, dude, he's running shit, man.
I'm running things over there.
I'm so confused by it. I see, like, the listing on the thing. I don't know who you are. I don't know who we are. I don't know who anyone is. I'm like, who said that? Who wrote that? I don't know what the fuck's going on. Just tweet some pics. I might know what the fuck's going on.
All right, I'll start tweeting
pics. Yeah, I don't read shit. It's like a comic book. Send me a pic. But, dude, thanks for all the support, internets.
Yep, check out. Send our Facebook page to your friends. Let our let your friends be our friends. We can all be friends.
Great. Yeah. And tonight I'm going to go work, and I'm going to hang out with Don Mattingly.
Good old Don Mattingly. He's a cool dude like Billy Zane.
He is. Thanks, Dano, for more of your participation. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Later.
Power over.